Inflation eased up last month. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Consumer prices were 6.3% higher than last year, according to a report from the Commerce Department. The 6.8 in June was the highest since 1982. That report is closely watched by the Federal Reserve Bank. Fed Chair Jerome Powell gives a speech next hour.
Some analysts say Federal Reserve Chair Powell is going to talk tough on inflation today. Others say he'll go easy. Whatever he says today at the Fed's annual economic symposium at Jackson Hole, it'll be taking place as the U.S. deals with fast rising prices. The central bank's been raising interest rates since March in the hopes of cooling off the economy. They've gone up 2 full percentage points and have led to higher costs for mortgages and car loans. And the increases appear to be doing their job, especially when it comes to home sales. They've been dropping, and that may mean the cost to buy a home may come down, too. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The affidavit used to secure the search warrant on former President Trump's home in Florida is to be released by noon Eastern, with parts blacked out by the Justice Department. Florida judges ordered the release, approving the redactions. Drug company Moderna claims its coronavirus vaccine technology was stolen by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech, following lawsuits in Massachusetts, where Moderna is based, and in Germany.
At issue is the mRNA technology used in making the vaccines. Moderna isn't asking for Pfizer to stop using it, but instead to protect the platform that Moderna claims it pioneered, which could be crucial in the quest for future vaccines for HIV, the flu, and other diseases. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two people are reported killed, four wounded in a shooting at a homeless shelter for men in Henderson, Kentucky. A suspect, police say, was taken into custody a little over 2 hours later. This was at the Harbor House Christian Center. 15 people inside at the time. It's described on its Facebook page as a Christian-based homeless shelter and a safe harbor for men in need. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A West Texas congressman is hosting other Republicans at the border.
As newly elected members of Congress like Myra Flores of Texas continue to make border security a top priority,
women and children are getting abused, and they have to pay thousands of dollars to criminal organizations to come here to the United States.
Fellow Republican Tony Gonzalez of West Texas is heading to the southern border with a group of GOP candidates from states like New York and Nevada that have districts Republicans could win in the midterms. Local news outlets report the group will head to El Paso, where they'll meet with locals dealing with economic issues, while also riding to the border wall and meeting with law enforcement to talk about issues related to border security and immigration. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
President Biden's approval rating in the last Gallup poll is at 44%, the highest since last August. It was at an all-time low, 38% in July. Britney Spears has her first number one song since 2011.
Britney Spears is back with some new music with an iconic piano man. The 40-year-old teamed up with Elton John for the song Hold Me Closer. The song takes the chorus of a song, Tiny Dancer, and adds an EDM house trance beat. John, who had just had hip surgery, gave fans a preview of his new track with the pop star while at a club in Cannes, France. The song will be Spears' first new release since her 2016 studio album, Glory. John was in a pajama-like outfit and sang along with the DJ in the restaurant. as the crowd grabbed their phones to record. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Oscar Mayer is selling a hot dog flavored popsicle.
The cold dog will run you $2, and it's going to be available at pop bar stores in New York City, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Long Beach, California. In 2019, the company unveiled an ice cream sandwich with a spicy Dijon gelato and hot dog sweet cream between a cookie bun.
That's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.